This is WSKG News. Governor Cuomo's acting tax commissioner took heat from both Democrats and Republicans in the legislature over delays in the STAR rebate program. The hearing was interrupted by protesters who want higher taxes on millionaires. Karen DeWitt reports.
Assembly Democrats are backing measures that would give the entire state of New York sanctuary status for immigrants. One bill would prohibit state and local law enforcement from questioning or arresting a person based on their perceived immigration status or if they're suspected of violating a federal immigration law. Another bill would ensure that people are not unnecessarily questioned about their immigration status when they're seeking state or local government services. And state and local government agencies would also have to keep the immigration status of clients private. People who are threatened with deportation would have an automatic right to legal representation. Assemblyman Francisco Moya is the sponsor of many of the bills, which he says were created in response to President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration that bars travel to the U.S. for people from 7 majority Muslim countries.
Not only is it a moral imperative to shelter every race and religion from bigotry, it is our obligation to protect the functions of our local law enforcement and our agencies. Nowhere should the philosophy inscribed in the Statue of Liberty be more pronounced than in the laws of the state in which she sits.
Assembly Democrats also once again approved the DREAM Act that provides college tuition aid to children of undocumented immigrants. They rallied in the Capitol's historic $1 million staircase. Zalima Dominguez, who attends CUNY's Hunter College, came to the U.S. at the age of 7.
As a student, it has been extremely hard to be able to graduate from a community college after 4 years. Now, not knowing if I will be able to graduate from a four-year college.
The measures are unlikely to pass in the state Senate, which is led by Republicans and a group of breakaway Democrats. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he's not giving up, though.
We're taking the stance that we do with all pieces of legislation that are important to us. We pass them, we put it out there, and we hope that the good conscience of the Senate will do the right thing for people here in the state of New York.
But Assembly Republicans in floor debate portrayed the bills as being to the left of policies of former Democratic presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis says the measures put illegals before law-abiding citizens and would require state and local officials to, in some cases, violate federal law.
To sit here and debate for hours legislation that would protect individuals who are here illegally and committing crimes is really, frankly, I don't believe what our constituents are sending us here to do.
The state of California, where Democrats control all branches of government, is also moving toward establishing sanctuary status, despite threats from President Trump that the state would lose federal funding. Assemblyman Al Graff, a Republican from Long Island, worries about the defunding warnings, saying it's like playing chicken with a semi.
I'm not one, especially with the new president in the White House, where I want to play Russian roulette with a fully loaded gun with one bullet in the chamber. So I think this is a mistake. I think it's political theatrics.
Governor Cuomo was at the Capitol, but he did not appear in public. A spokesman did not immediately respond to requests for comment on the sanctuary status bills. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.